This is Dr. DeSoto with another piece of information from the case files of Nick Guy, Private Eye. The Nick Guy, Private Eye apologetics series combines humor with adventure to equip the church to defend the Christian faith. These daily case files are designed to present you with the facts Nick Guy has uncovered in his investigations. And now, here's today's report. The religious leaders of Jesus' day had established a system of laws that were initially intended to help define and apply the law of God in a practical manner. Unfortunately, as this system developed, it had points where it was at odds with God's law, and at these points it superseded God's law. And rather than causing men to see their helplessness in fulfilling God's law, it caused them to feel confident in their righteous standing before Him, based upon their own works. They also became haughty and arrogant, boasting about their good deeds and exalting themselves over others. In Luke 18, verses 9 through 14, Jesus told a parable of a Pharisee and a tax collector who went to the temple to pray. The tax collector humbly fell before God, acknowledging his sinfulness and his need for mercy from God. The Pharisee, on the other hand, proclaimed his justification before God based on his works. He did not ask for forgiveness, assuming his salvation was deserved. He contrasted himself with the tax collector, to whom he was, of course, superior. It's a good reminder for us as we interact with non-believers, to not think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. Our righteousness is not based on our good works. We, like all men, stand guilty before God, and it is only because of His mercy and grace that we now possess the righteousness of God. Well, to find out more about this topic or the Nick Guy Private Eye Apologetics series, visit our website at nickguy.net and discover that sometimes the most amazing things must be true.